production. The Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Constant manna of hope. And to the hope of ultimate health, Rosalind looked for a full expression of her married life with Robert Stewart. The day had at last arrived when Professor Hertman, the famous European specialist, was to examine her. About the house of the Stewarts, there is a tense air. Even Arnold says he feels jittery.
Oh, Florence, I certainly wish that specialist would get here.
But he isn't late, Arnold.
Yes, but the awful suspense in it. We feel it. How about poor Rosalind?
Oh, I think the child is almost resigned to accept anything. Father, I'm afraid I'm beginning to reach just a little of that hatred that was in my soul. I guess I should have listened to Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, and it's a tribute to him that he's never said, "I told you so." And even when I feel I'd like to reach out and collar that boy of mine, well, he always puts forth a restraining hand.
I hope he never goes away. I know we'd be lost without him.
Mom, Betty's mother says she's better with the measles.
Yes, Johnny.
They've moved her bed over by the window, and I could talk to her.
But, Johnny Stewart, you'll do nothing of the kind. The idea in such bitter cold weather to stand outside anybody's house. Besides, it's night.
Oh, heck, Mom. Can't a fella do anything except stay home all the time?
You should be grateful you have a home to stay in. And Johnny Stewart, are you keeping Mrs. Prentice on the phone all this time? Johnny!
You know, if that isn't just like a kid, home is just a prison to active youngsters when they're Johnny's age.
We've been so busy minding the business of our other children that Johnny's been neglected.
That's true. Come in. Come in, Uncle Jimmy. Come on in.
Mrs. Jetson brought Rosalind over for us. They're both in your bedroom.
Oh, how is Rosalind? Apprehensive a little.
I think she must be a little, perhaps a great deal. But she doesn't let any of us see it.
Well, that's pluck for you. Any other girl facing a similar crisis would...
Not just one, Mr. Stewart, but two. She may be deformed for life, and she may lose Bobby.
I've been on the verge of sitting down and having a heart-to-heart talk with him. But he's been flying around so lately.
Running away from himself. Just now I don't know what good a talk would do. I don't think he'd like long enough in any spot to be talked to.
Well, I hope the boy is really going to pace on physical strength and not just nervous energy.
He's well enough, all right. Heavens, in the last week he's gained 3 pounds. Bobby's changed, too, in appearance. He was always tall, and because he was slim, he looks so boyish.
Florence, I think when a boy is as old as our son, a lot of that sentiment is wasted. Well, I guess I'll take a walk around the block. Air's getting a little too heavy in this room.
A little too heavy with your tobacco smoke. Just leave the front door open as you go out. We'd like a breath of oxygen, too.
All right, dear.
Now, don't you go out without putting a coat on you. And your hat, too. And if it's sloppy, put on your overshoes.
My red flannels and my chest protector. And, well, goodbye, sweetheart.
Don't forget the spatula so be here any minute now.
All right, little mother.
Oh, isn't he an idiot?
Isn't he wonderful?
What did you say, Uncle Jim?
Isn't Arnold Stewart a wonderful man?
Why, yes, I guess so. I never thought of it that way.
Can't see the forest for the trees. I mean, you've been together so long now that...
I do sort of take Arnold for granted. He's always around when I need him. His devotion itself. And in his haphazard way, he's been a marvelous father.
I say it again, Florence. Arnold Stewart is a wonderful man.
Doesn't anybody know the front door's open?
Oh, you can close it now, dear. We were just airing out the place a little.
Gee, but it's cold out.
Sister Rosalind and Mrs. Jedson are in my bedroom. Tell them I'll be joining them in just a minute.
Dr. Hurton's been here yet?
We expect him any minute, dear.
All right, Mommy.
Whoa. I really think that Dorothy of mine is changing a little.
Mm-hmm. Frankie Prentice has done that for her. Or should I have said he's just one stepping stone in the way to Dorothy's young womanhood?
I suppose by this time next month, it'll be Jimmy or Billy or...
Frankie again. Or yet, wouldn't we all be surprised if Dorothy should really have found Mr. Wright in the person of Frankie Prentice? I suppose that would annoy you to no end, Florence.
Well, it would have annoyed me no end, Uncle Jimmy, if Florence Stewart hadn't become a changed woman. You know, I think Frankie's a very sweet boy. Of course, he may never be a whirlwind.
Florence, it's more important to be just a good, sensible, very honest, and very loving husband and father.
Well, what a coincidence meeting you. Give me your fingers, Miss Brandon.
Oh, thank you so much.
Put your hat right there, Professor Hurtman.
Oh, Uncle Jimmy, you receive Professor Hurtman and Miss Brandon. I want to see if everything's all right with Rosalind.
All right, Florence.
Professor Hurtman, you've no idea how grateful we are to you for this visit.
Oh, I would feel so much happier if you would just call me Dr. Hurtman. It is so much less formal. Is it not so, Miss Brenton?
It shall be just as you wish. Dr. Hurtman, may I present a very good friend to all of us, Uncle Jimmy.
Just why the family have delegated me to acquaint you with the little family situation, I don't know.
It is easy for me to understand, now that I have met you. A true friend is a rare person indeed. You should be highly prized.
Oh, I'm afraid that the little I have been able to do for the family has been vastly overrated. Far too much importance put on it. Now, about Rosalind, Dr. Hurtman.
I have studied the X-rays. Very, very carefully. I have seen cases like hers. Many of them. Operated on perhaps half a hundred. Even after surgery, a cure is not always effected.
But there is hope for the child?
Oh, naturally. I would like to supplement my study of the X-ray plates with a personal examination of the patient. Miss Brenton told me the girl has been, in a sense, a victim of a very difficult series of circumstances.
Yes. And just now life is forcing her to face another crisis. So much depends on that deformity. Not just health, but happiness. I know asking a specialist to be concerned over a little, marital
Mr.
problem...
Mr. Brown, a doctor, even if he is a bone specialist, is not just interested in healing bodies. A state of mind, a heart, a person's soul. All of these things are factors which no physician can deny affect both health and happiness.
Thank you, Doctor, for your understanding. I know you'll do everything in your power to help Rosalind.
Everything in my power. But I must warn you. The human mind and the human pair of hands are limited.
I was never so surprised. I don't think Dr. Hurtman spent more than 5 minutes with Rosalind.
But he's coming back, isn't he?
Oh, yes, to be sure. Isn't he supposed to be a specialist? Land of Goshen. He didn't even examine her neck.
Now, Mrs. Judson, let's not doubt Dr. Hurtman's ability. In that 5 minutes, he may have found out much more about Rosalind's condition than you think.
Well, I hope so. He talked with her most about, what her hobbies were. Did she enjoy keeping house? And had she ever visited Europe? Well, I was hoping at least he'd take out his stethoscope and listen to the child's heart.
You don't need a stethoscope to find out how Rosalind's heart is. All one has to do these days is look into her eyes.
Yes.
Mother Jensen?
Yes, Bobby?
Think you'll have enough hot water in the tank here? Or shall I take my bath at Mom's?
Bobby, it's just full right up to the top. Got enough there for 3 baths.
Oh, Roz won't need one. She's not going out tonight.
But I thought, not that it's any of my business, but weren't you children going to see that musical comedy picture?
Well, Roz changed her mind.
Oh.
Said she'd had a pretty tough day. Thought she'd just stay home and do some reading.
Well, all right. Don't suppose you'd like to take your other best girl, do you?
Sure. Just put on your glad rags and come on along.
That's youth for you. They have the ability to laugh anything away, including other people's troubles.
They're mighty good at that.
Well, I wonder who the boy's going out with tonight.
Man, that's something maybe you don't know himself. Heard him talking on the phone. Guess it was some boy. Talked about something about a blind date. What's that?
Oh, a blind date?
Yes.
A blind date is blind man's bluff. A game that sometimes played with hearts.
I had an idea you'd be alone, Rosalind, so I just took a chance and dropped over.
I'm so glad you did.
Do give me the lowdown. How did you like Dr. Hurtman?
I don't know. We just talked. Oh, he may have been embarrassed because Mrs. Jensen and Florence were in the room. He didn't really examine
me. Oh, he wouldn't. You see, he's working on this without a case history. He likes to complete the picture before attempting a physical diagnosis.
But I still don't see what a neck injury has to do with my background, my likes and dislikes, my ability to orient myself to a specific condition.
Oh, that's really most important. You'll understand that better, Rosalind, dear, when the doctor calls on you again tomorrow.
Mitzi, do you think the doctor wants to tell me that I...
You just wait until tomorrow, Rosalind, dear. Let the doctor tell you just what he thinks can be done.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow may change the entire course of my life.
Will Dr. Hurtman have good or bad news for Rosalind? And if it's bad, will this make Robert pay more attention to his wife? Will it bring them closer together?